This is Long-Term Care Connections for September 24, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The AHCA v. Kennedy lawsuit has officially been dismissed, which permanently prevents minimum staffing regulations. The Department of Justice recently withdrew its appeal of the district court decision in AHCA v. Kennedy. Earlier this year, a district court in the Northern District of Texas vacated the federal minimum staffing requirements for nursing homes issued by the Biden administration, including the 24/7 RN requirement and a minimum number of hours per resident per day. The DOJ filed an appeal in June, but recently filed an opposed motion to drop the appeal. The lawsuit has now officially been dismissed. The DOJ also filed paperwork to withdraw its appeal in State of Kansas v. Kennedy, a similar lawsuit that was filed in Iowa by 20 state attorneys general a month after AHCA's case was filed. The Iowa District Court issued a similar finding to vacate the regulation. The DOJ's actions mean that the court rulings will stand. The statute does not permit CMS to set staffing standards beyond what Congress enacted. This will prevent future administrations from issuing such a regulation later. The Washington State Board of Nursing will hear comments on infusing specialty training into nursing assistant training programs. WACA has worked with WABN in years past while the state revamped the nursing assistant training curriculum. In an effort to standardize the matter where the nursing assistant worked, WACA advocated for the addition of three specialty curricula, dementia, mental health, and developmental disabilities, into the nursing assistant training programs. However, high costs and other challenges are impacting the rollout of these specialty courses. WABN is hosting several sessions where interested parties can vote to include or exclude the specialty classes from the core nursing assistant training curriculum. Find more info and the links to participate in the October 2nd or October 3rd feedback sessions. WACA has compiled resources on Washington's clean building performance standards on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online. Please visit the current issue on our website to learn more about statewide performance standards for commercial buildings, including skilled nursing and assisted living centers, and to find links to helpful resources. In partnership with Leading Age Washington, WACA is sponsoring a briefing on October 23 featuring regulatory experts and field practitioners, covering the requirements and practical insights for implementation for your facilities. The Center for Health Workforce Studies at the University of Washington is requesting your input in a workforce planning survey that will help inform policymakers about the state of the healthcare workforce. Findings from the survey will be shared with the Washington Department of Health, who is funding the project, and in a publicly available report. Your experience and perspective are essential to ensuring that workforce planning reflects real-world needs across education, practice, and policy. All responses will be anonymous. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more information and for a link to participate in the survey. The Department of Health is working to include nursing assistants in the 365-day credentialing timeline for assisted living. As we previously reported, home care aide applicants will now have 365 days from their date of hire to obtain an active HCA credential. This temporary change will expire on December 31, 2027, and these individuals still must complete their home care aide training within 120 days of hire. WACA welcomes this accommodation, but recognizes that long-term care workers who opted for nursing assistant certification did not receive the same consideration. We met with RCS and DOH to discuss this discrepancy and work on a solution. DOH is opening the emergency rule to allow nursing assistants the same 365 days to get certified as HCAs, and RCS will update the recent Dear Provider letter accordingly. We will notify you with updates. Check LTC Connections Online for more or reach out to Vicki McNeely at WACA with any questions. There are several new Dear Provider letters available to read on our website this week. DSHS has released letters regarding the importance of having naloxone in long-term care facilities, the decision for RCS staff to wear masks on site visits during respiratory illness season, and upcoming trainings for the new residential surge tool locator, room, and care. Visit LTC Connections Online to read each of these letters in full. Congratulations to the teams at Patriots Landing in DuPont and the Courtyard at Colfax, both of which recently earned citation-free surveys. WACA is thrilled to represent and serve member facilities with such dedicated caregivers and staff. We encourage all our provider members to share your survey and inspection experiences through our ongoing survey on surveys. You can find the link each week's LTC Connections email or on the Regulatory Resources page on our website. Congratulations again to Patriots landing in DuPont and the courtyard at Colfax. In today's grassroots update, a picture says it all. A facility tour is a rare opportunity to build connections with those who represent our communities and uplift long-term care. After months of planning, the tour day arrives and is gone in the blink of an eye. The post-tour conversation about pain points and highlights comes to a close. The pictures say it all, if you remember to take any. Taking pictures throughout a facility tour, from walking the building and meeting residents, to group photos with staff, is paramount to immortalizing the engagement you and your team have worked hard to cultivate. Have a plan, designate a tour photographer, and ask the representative if they would like photos. They always do. Pictures from your tour have long-lasting benefits and can draw the attention of other legislators, advocates in your communities, and those who want to become more involved in protecting long-term care. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Get ready to lead. The Assisted Living Executive Training Program is an intensive, multi-day workshop that provides current and aspiring administrators with 28 credit hours of expert instruction and training. The next lead session begins September 30th. The next session in our monthly SNF webinar series, Emergency Preparedness and Disaster Response Planning, is coming up on October 16th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring esteemed healthcare leaders together on the third Thursday of each month to learn actionable strategies from experts to elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance in your skilled nursing facility. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.